An Israeli strike in southern Lebanon early Saturday resulted in the deaths of at least 10 Syrian nationals, according to Lebanon's health ministry.
The strike on Wadi al-Kfur in Nabatieh province is one of the deadliest in Lebanon since the Hezbollah militant group and Israeli military began exchanging fire on October 8th, a day after Hamas attacked southern Israel, igniting the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. Hezbollah has stated it will cease its attacks once a ceasefire is established in the Gaza Strip. Benjamin Wright reporting.
A Russian missile strike ignited a fire in the Ukrainian city of Sumy on Saturday, while Ukrainian forces continued their advance into Russia's Kursk border region.
Two people were injured in the Sumy strike, which also damaged vehicles and nearby buildings, according to Ukraine's State Emergency Service. The agency reported that the attack involved an Iskander-K cruise missile and an aerial bomb. Ukraine's Air Force also announced it had shot down 14 Russian drones overnight, including some over the Kyiv region. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
The first adult to face rioting charges following a week of unrest across England and Northern Ireland, triggered by a July 29th knife attack that resulted in the deaths of three young girls, appeared in court Friday.
Kieran Usher, 32, did not enter a plea during his appearance at South Tyneside Magistrates Court on Friday morning. His next court date is scheduled for August 23rd at Newcastle Crown Court. Usher, from Sunderland, was arrested Thursday by Northumbria Police and charged with rioting in connection with alleged disorder that occurred in Sunderland on August 2nd. Chris Anderson reporting.
The Supreme Court declined to allow the Biden administration to enforce parts of a new rule that includes protections against discrimination for transgender students under Title IX while legal proceedings are ongoing.
The High Court upheld two separate rulings from federal courts in Kentucky and Louisiana, which blocked the Department of Education from enforcing the entire rule across 10 states. The Justice Department had requested the Supreme Court to stay part of these decisions, but the court declined. Jim Kender reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Cases of whooping cough have risen to more than three times the number reported at the same time last year, according to data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
So far this year, 10,865 cases of whooping cough, or pertussis, have been recorded, compared to 2,918 during the same period in 2023, CDC data shows. The current number of cases is closer to the 8,271 cases reported by this time in 2019, indicating a return to pre-pandemic levels. Jessica Oakley reports.
Priceless paintings by Monet, Cézanne, Van Gogh, and others were unharmed Saturday after firefighters successfully contained a blaze that erupted on the roof of Somerset House, a major arts venue in central London, officials said.
Heavy smoke and flames were visible from the top of the historic building around noon, but firefighters managed to bring the fire under control, pouring water from buckets on ladder trucks. Firefighters extinguished the remaining flames in the early evening and remained on the scene until Sunday, according to Keely Foster, Assistant Commissioner of the London Fire Brigade. Paul Gomez reporting.
A large bronze statue of the late civil rights leader and Georgia Congressman John Lewis was installed Friday at the very spot where a controversial Confederate monument stood for more than 110 years in the town square before its removal in 2020.
Work crews carefully placed the 12-foot-tall statue into position as internationally acclaimed sculptor Basil Watson watched closely. It's exciting to see it going up and exciting for the city because of what he represents and what it's replacing, Watson said as he assisted with the installation. Kyle Norris reported.
Maurice Williams, a rhythm and blues singer and composer who, with his backing group, the Zodiacs, became one of music's notable one-hit wonders with the classic ballad Stay, has died. He was 86.
A writer and performer from a young age, Williams had been part of various harmony groups when he and the Zodiacs recorded Stay during a studio session in 1960. Liam White reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.